A panel of six presenters from Kenai Peninsula Borough, Anchor Point Fire and EMS, and Central Emergency Services appeared at a public meeting Monday to lay out the options and answer questions. Monday's public meeting is an early part of the process. Borough Assemblymember Brent Johnson will introduce a resolution to form a working group that will choose either an independent Nanilchik Emergency Service Area or an emergency service area that combines with Anchor Point Fire and EMS Area. Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce would then appoint a working group to study and choose one of the possibilities. That choice would go on the ballot for the October 6th, 2020 municipal election. The community has a volunteer fire and EMS department. Troy Lakey from Nanilchik Emergency Services attended the meeting and read a statement from NES Chief David Baer. In the statement, Chief Baer says it takes 2 or 3 years to train and advance an EMS firefighter, and the average length of time a person volunteers is that same 2 or 3 years. NES relies on 1 or 2 upper-level EMS responders to provide 24-hour emergency services in Nanilchik. Chief Baer suggests in the statement that one way to solve that is to hire trained responders.
Hiring circumvents the long training process and incentivizes personnel to stay with the service. Unfortunately, our NES operating budget struggles to maintain even one paid position. In short, we are between a rock and a hard place when it comes to maintaining adequate numbers of advanced EMS and fire personnel. Submitted for your consideration, David Baer, Chief, Nanilchik Emergency Services.
Nanilchik Emergency Services Board of Directors recently had a complete overhaul. The old board resigned just a few weeks ago, and the new board is forming. Dave Vanek was on the old board since it was created in 1973. He spoke during public comment, saying that the old board's objection to creating a borough service area came down to not wanting the citizens to pay for an ambulance that someone else needs.
The charges we do are user fees. Only the people that are transported by the ambulance pay. Under the borough, everybody pays, whether you ever use it or not.
One option on the table is the creation of a joint Anchor Point Nanilchik emergency service area. Chief John Marsh of Anchor Point Fire and EMS said that Anchor Point is ready to combine with Nanilchik if the working group decides that a combined service area is what best suits the needs of the community. Moving from a volunteer team to one that includes paid responders comes at a cost, of course. Several meeting attendees pointed out that Nanilchik has a lot of senior citizens who enjoy a $350,000 property tax exemption, and the fees for maintaining a service area come from property taxes paid by the citizens. Borough Finance Director Brandy Harbaugh presented some of the projected mill rates that could run as high as 6.27% for an independent Nanilchik service area. A joint service area combined with Anchor Point could yield a mill rate as high as 2.32%. Nancy DePodesta of Nanilchik pointed to those numbers during public comment.
When you look at these figures then, why would either service want to stand alone if the mill rate goes down by combining the two?
I think my response is that it would be up to the working group to determine the needs of the service area, and then we would work towards the actual mill rate required to accomplish that.
After public comment, Assemblymember Brent Johnson, representing Nanilchik, said the senior tax exemption was mandated by the state at $150,000, but the Kenai Peninsula Borough didn't stop there.
The borough, in their generosity, decided to make it $300,000. In addition to that, the borough decided to give all residents a $50,000 exemption. They decided that the $50,000 gets added to the $300,000. So yeah, that makes it harder for young people.
Johnson says he plans to introduce a resolution to form a working group to choose one of the possible Nanilchik Emergency Service Area plans at the Assembly's March 17th meeting, with the working group choosing a plan to go to the voters by July. You can find a link to notes from the meeting, a recording of the meeting, and all the maps by going to the borough's website, kpb.us. In Nanilchik, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.